Containers sit on narrow gauge rail tracks, awaiting delivery to Lagos ports for exports. A few years ago, they would have to make the journey by road. But a multi-billion dollar investment to revive the country's rail system is beginning to pay off, thanks to billions of dollars in loans from China. Thousands of kilometers of rail networks have been revamped and put to use, opening up opportunities for businesses and boosting the economy. JC Wanko, who operates freight services, saw income grow steadily, along with huge growth potentials.
We have not even scratched the system. We have a lot to carry in passenger services. We have a lot to carry imports, even exports, movements of raw materials within the country. It's so huge. When you put your load on the train, just go and sleep. It will deliver volumes on time, save lives, you know, and employment benefits.
At this train station in Lagos, these passengers who commute daily from Ibadan for work and trading catch the last train home. Just a year ago, they would have to spend 5 hours on the road to get home. Now they do that in two. Officials now looking beyond passenger services. They've launched an ambitious program to link up with Nigeria's neighbors and seaports to boost trade.
We have developed what we call freight yards in Abeokuta and Ibadan so that we can have easy turnaround and where people can go and pick their containers.
This, he says, will deliver freight in time and ease pressure on Nigerian roads. But the plan requires a lot of money, and the government doesn't have enough.
It's estimated that $80 to $100 billion is required to fix Nigeria's rail network, which has been neglected for decades. As a result, trucks are the main means of moving heavy loads across the country. And that has taken a heavy toll on the roads, which need hundreds of millions of dollars of repairs every year.
The decline of Nigeria's rail system followed decades of neglect. Much of the tracks were laid before the country's independence in 1960. Since then, there was no major investment in the sector. Experts say reviving the sector will spur growth in manufacturing and create jobs. But there are concerns about whether the government, which currently owns and operates the railways, is capable of sustaining it. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Lagos, Nigeria.